Glory to the Lamb that was slain. Amen. Now give him some praise. Let's get psyched up. Get excited, man. Turn to Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6, we're talking about being thankful this morning. And you know what, guys? We have so much to be thankful for. You know, every word in this Bible is so true, and we can stand on it. And quite frankly, I'm a little tired of getting stressed out all the time, man. You know, or being anxious about something. You know, we're Christian folks, man. You know, we belong to the Most High God, and we need to focus on that a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's been a crazy year, and we don't even really know what next year is going to be like. You know, but see, here's the deal. We are blessed. Amen? We are blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, man, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. That is a true statement. Okay, we got to change the way we think about stuff. We got to change what we think about. Can I get a witness? I'm looking at you guys. I know some of the struggles that you guys have went through this year or what you're going through right now. And man, it's been a messy, messy, messy time. You know, so much is going on. There's so many opportunities for us to give into fear and depression and discouragement. But you know that's what the enemy wants. Amen? Okay, so we're not going to give them that satisfaction. So let's make the deal today, amen, that I'm going to focus on what I need to focus on. Amen. I'm going to focus on the Most High God. Because like I said, man, this word is true. And God lets us in on an amazing gift that we have as believers. Amen. That we can have peace. Amen. If we can be thankful to God, listen up, church. If we can be thankful to God for what he's done, for what he's going to do, amen, we can have peace and even joy in the middle of the biggest storms of your life, amen? I've seen it in people's lives. I've seen it in people's lives. I've seen it in my life. When we choose to focus on what is truly important, we can have that peace and joy. We can have that peace that surpasses all understanding. I've seen it in people, man, that if you knew the situations that they were dealing with in the natural, there'd be no way that they could even hold their head up. But when we just turn our eyes towards Jesus and we refuse to give in to the attacks of Satan, we can be excited, we can be optimistic. Everybody give them some praise this morning. Father God, we love you. We praise you, Lord. Your will be done in this service, Lord. Let us leave here supercharged and excited, Lord. Let us lay our burdens down and not pick them up. Let us be about your business. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So visitors, guests, longtime friends, it's wonderful to see you today. We are going to eat after church, so I hope you can hang out and do that. Philippians 4 and verse 6. This is the Apostle Paul talking to the church in Philippi. Okay. Did someone say pie? Yeah, I did say pie. Now we're all hungry. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's our main little text we're going to be in this morning. Now looky here right at the start, guys. Listen up. Do not be anxious about anything. That's a tall order, man. That is a huge order. But you know, God's not going to ask you to do something if it's impossible. Does that make sense? Now, it's impossible often, quite often, with your own ability. You know, but I can do all things through Christ. Amen? So a lot of the time when we walk around discouraged and in despair and just anxious, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're trying to get by on our own power. You know what I mean? And we simply can't do that with everything. There's a lot of things you can do on your own, but some things, buddy, you got to just lean on the Most High God, and he will give you peace. Amen? So it says, do not be anxious about anything. Man, all you got to do is open up the newspaper. All you got to do is turn on the TV. And there is muy, muy, that means a lot, I think, It might mean something else. I don't know. But okay. Mooey. Okay. There's numerous reasons for us to be stressed out, man. You know, we got this COVID thing. We got, you know, is that there's health situations. There's your financial situations. Some people ain't been able to work, man, since this whole thing, you know, hit us out here. There's just so much going on. The election, riots in the streets, cities burning in America, people acting like fools, your kids, all that stuff. Power bill going up. Can't find the remote control. The list goes on and on and on. There's numerous reasons why we can be stressed. And I'm talking about real stuff, man. Real stuff. Like, I don't know what's going on in my kid's life. These things that can just bring you to the point of just wanting to pull your hair out or pull your neighbor's hair out. But listen, do not be anxious about anything. So the choice is ours, but God prefers for his people to not be stressed out, to not be anxious, okay? Do not be anxious about anything. What if you could say that? What if you could look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? God has been so good to me, and I have peace in my heart. What if you could really feel that, okay? It's possible. God wants us to be there. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, okay? So here's the deal, church. God doesn't want you to be stressed out. God needs you to not be stressed out. The people around you would prefer for you not to be stressed out all the time, okay? And you would probably like to not be that stressed out individual you are. You know what I'm saying? And God says, hey, you have this wonderful gift that you get when you join the club. When you join the family, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we have this wonderful blessing where through Jesus Christ, check this out, through Jesus Christ, Donnie, we have access to the Creator of the universe. We have access to God the Father. And he says, look, don't be all worked up, stressed out. Pray. Spend time with me. In other words, get your eyes off of yourself. Well, that's easy for you to say. You don't know what I'm going through, Paul. No, I don't, man, but God does. God does, okay? And God says, get your eyes off of yourself, okay, and give your burdens to me. So the Bible says, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Now, when you break that down where it says he cares for you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a lot richer than what we see at face value. He cares for you. What that means is you are his concern. Just like my children are my concern, and I don't want them stressed out about anything, you know, I want them to know that whatever happens, Dad's going to be there. I'm going to do everything I can. We will get through this, okay? And I'm just an earthly fellow with a bunch of flaws. But see, our Heavenly Father, the Creator of the universe, who is your Heavenly Father, who has adopted you, says, you are my concern. You are my baby girl. You are my much-loved son. Now trust in me. Just give me your burdens, okay? So that's what we're going to start doing, church. We're going to lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross. Amen. Can I get a witness? Give them some praise while I enjoy some of this. Rowdy bunch today. Rowdy. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, okay, what do you have permission to be stressed out about, freaking out about? Not a nothing. God says you don't have to be like that, okay? We're talking about God, okay, who sees the big picture, okay? Our lives are laid out right before him, and he dwells outside of time. And he says, would you please just stop stressing out? I remember when my daughter Sarah Jean was this little tiny baby. And she'd want to climb up high, man, at the park. And when I'd pick her up, man, to lift her up there, she'd start freaking out. She's like, no. She'd get scared, man. I was like, no, man, just trust in me. And I'll put you at the place you want to be. And see, that's how God is. God's like, stop kicking and screaming, man. Just trust in me. I see the big picture. Amen. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So that's what we do. We give, we pray. We give it to God. We get our eyes off ourselves. Now, this is so important with thanksgiving, okay? Sometimes when we pray, we leave that out, man. You know, and we have a million and one reasons to be thankful to God. You know what I mean? So as I'm laying my burdens down at the feet of Jesus, through my prayers, I need to keep that attitude of thanksgiving. You know what I mean? There it is again. That's the thing about prayer, is I'm getting my eyes off of myself. Okay? And I'm going to stop thinking about how everything is not working out in my little world, because our world is crazy. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, we got family stuff. We got individual stuff. It's a crazy time, man. But you know what? God's on the throne. He's in control. And he says, you know what, Court? You're my concern. You know what, Travis? You're my concern. Just rest in me. Okay, so we need to be thankful. Well, I don't have anything to be thankful about. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. You know you do. You know, you don't have to dig too deep to find something to be thankful for. You know what I mean? If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, man, it's all gravy. It's all wonderful. You know what I mean? Whatever you go through here, this is as bad as it's ever going to get for you. Your worst day here on earth is as bad as it's ever going to get for you as a believer. You know what I mean? But even then, in that worst day as a believer, God is right there with you. He's right there with you, and he gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He's with us through this journey. And when you got a broken heart, he's there to mend it. So give him some praise. Get excited. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's be thankful. We have much to be thankful for. Okay, do not be anxious about anything, all right? But in everything, by prayer and supplication. And look at James 5:13 on your monitor here. James backs this up beautifully. James 5, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Anybody out there feel like you're kind of suffering right now? Like you don't have a lot of peace in your mind? Okay, well, check this out. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Are we leaving that out? Are when we pray, are we seriously going before the Father? You know? Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Anybody out here feeling pretty good right now? Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Okay? It's all about getting our eyes off of ourselves and what you don't have and how things ain't working out for you and focusing on God, keeping your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. You know what I mean? Focus on him and his goodness. And see, praise is prayer set to song. Praise is, you know, just giving God thanks, man, to music, you know, or you can just by yourself. So here's the thing. We are to pray/praise no matter what we're going through. That's the problem. We're just so focused on what's going on in our world, man. And I get it. You know, I'm right here with you. I got it. I see with these eyes. I'm like, man, this is messed up junk. You know what I mean? People keep lying on the TV, man. It's crazy, man, how people lie so much on the TV. The news folks will just lie to you nowadays. It's crazy. I thought that you couldn't do that. I mean, I thought they shouldn't do that. You know, whatever. You can do anything you want. But man, I'll turn on the picture show, and I'll turn on the news. I'm doing this like I have a remote control. I haven't had a remote control in months. My kid's lost. I don't even know where it is. It's been on Channel 5 for forever. You know what I mean? It's just on Channel 5, man. That's what it's on. Yeah, well, if it was going to be stuck on a channel, I'd pick out another, but it don't matter. It's stuck on Channel 5, and so, you know, sometimes I'm walking around doing the thing, and the news will be on. I'll kind of, you know, bend my ear to it a little bit. I'm like, that's a big old fat lie, man. That's a lie. That ain't even true. How can you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you want to mislead a bunch of people? Why are you trying to start some sort of junk, man, to get everyone to kill each other? It's crazy. Okay. God's on the throne. I'm not going to get stressed out. Amen? Okay. I need to just calm down a little bit. Getting fired up. Okay. Okay, with Thanksgiving, church, and then James says, he backs it up. Pray. Praise. Get your eyes off of yourself. And you know what? You can have peace. You can have joy when you are thankful. You can have peace. You can have joy when you are thankful. And we got so much to be thankful for. So, verse 7, or verse 6 continues, let your request be made known to God. Give your request to God. Lay your burdens down at the feet of Jesus. Okay, now here's the thing. You might say, well, I thought God knows everything. He does. He does. But see, this is where the peace is going to come into your life when you do this. When you're like, God, I give this to you. God, and that's what he wants you to do, you know, mentally. Mouth it out, man, you know. God, this is, I'm your child. This is your burden. I'm not meant to carry it. I give it to you. And then you hear yourself giving that burden to the Lord, and guess what? Peace that surpasses all understanding is going to rush over you. And if you don't get that peace, we'll continue with steps 1 and 2. Go back to the original thing, man. Don't let Satan steal your joy no more, man. Don't let him do it. You know what I mean? Take your burdens, give them to God through prayer. And when Satan wants to come in like a flood and say, man, you're so stupid. You're no good. You're no count. Don't nobody love you. You know what I mean? When that kind of business starts coming into your mind, rebuke that nonsense and turn your eyes on God's goodness. You know, that's a lie from the devil. I'm pushing that away, and I'm filling my thoughts with what God says about me. I'm going to be thankful to the Lord because he is worthy of my praise. I hope that makes sense, man. We have a choice. We have it. You give him some praise. Go ahead. We have a choice, you know, how we're going to walk around. You can walk around discouraged. You can walk around like that if you want to. But God says you don't have to, and he would prefer that we don't. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, not fake peace, okay? Not fake peace enforced by military on street corners. Not fake peace by Roman soldiers. Not fake peace by trying to get the worm at the bottom of the bottle. What I'm talking about is real peace that surpasses all understanding, that comes only is available to the believer. Real peace. Because anything else, anything that the world has to offer is not going to be a lasting peace. The world has a lot to offer, but it's not going to leave you a peace. It's not going to leave you a peace that surpasses all understanding. You might be able to blur things up for a bit. You know what I mean? But when you come to, you're going to have those same problems, and you're going to have some more that you added on to it. Can I get a witness? Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. See, that's a beautiful statement right there. Because when you see that in work, at work in somebody's life that is going through some tremendous trial, and you see them, man, and they got that peace, and you look at them like, why you got so much peace, man? Your world's a hot mess. I'm focusing on God and his goodness. Can I get a witness? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, this is cool. This is what God's going to do. So here I go, Donnie. Here I go, Brother Donnie. I'm not going to be anxious about anything. How am I not going to be anxious about anything? I'm going to give my burdens to God through prayer with a thankful heart. Thankful for what he's done in the past. Thankful for his promises. Thankful for what he's going to do. What he's going to do about my situation. Whatever it is, it's going to be the best possible thing. You know what I mean? Either God's going to change my situation to the way I want it, or he's going to do something a lot better. You know, he might even change me. That might be what we need to work on. You know what I mean? Anywho, any old hoot and holler, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So God is going to guard you. Jesus Christ is going to guard you if you lay your burdens down at his feet with a thankful heart. You can have peace because guess what? God is going to actively get involved in your situation. Whatever it is, it might not turn out the way you think it needs to happen. You know, but it's going to work out the best way because I've given it to God. I'm saying, God, this is you. This is yours. This is your burden. I'm not meant to carry this. I can't carry this. This is too big for me. I give it to him, and he'll give me peace while he works on this situation. 1 Thessalonians, look at your monitor right there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. We got a lot of the same thing going on right here. Thessalonians 5 and verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Well, how can I rejoice always? How can I have joy overflowing always? How can I have peace in the middle of all this craziness in my world? Rejoice always. Well, God won't ask us to do it if there's not a way to do it. Like I said, it's often there's not a way for you to do it, but when we lean on Him, we can do all things. Amen? Rejoice always. Okay, well, how am I going to do that? Pray without ceasing. See, there's a trend here going on, man. We're supposed to have a life full of prayer. Christians are supposed to be praying people, hanging out with God, spending time with God, laying our burdens down with God, giving God glory, giving God praise, getting our eyes off of ourselves and saying, God, You're in control. I love You. You're worthy of my praise. So rejoice always. Well, how can I do that? Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Pray without ceasing. Verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances. What? What kind of sermon is this? This is crazy. I'm not supposed to be anxious in this crazy world that I live in, okay? And I'm supposed to be thankful all the time? See, that's what we leave out all the time, man. You know, we forget to be thankful to God for His many, many blessings in our life. You know what I mean? But it's so true. Pray always, but be thankful. Be thankful to God. He is so good to us. Is it true or is it not true? It's totally true. You might not have every single thing your little heart wants, but that doesn't matter. It's going to rot. It's going to fade away if you did have it, or you're going to lose it, or your kid's going to break it. You know what I mean? That stuff doesn't matter. But what does matter, God has already provided for us. And He's got all these wonderful promises, man, so we don't have to be full of anxiety. Like, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So if I put God first, I know that He's going to meet my needs. I don't know. Give Him some praise. Mm-hmm. Give thanks in all circumstances. Do you have to be thankful that a Doberman pincher jumped up on your car door and scratched it all up while he was biting off your fingers? No, you don't have to be thankful for that, but you can be thankful that he left three fingers. There's always something to be thankful for. Can I get a witness? Hey, God's good, man. God's good. Give thanks in all circumstances, no matter what you're going through. This is serious business, man. Okay, do you want to have peace? I want to have peace, and this is true. In my life, if I focus on God and His goodness, no matter what's going on in my world, if I shut that nonsense off and just focus on God and His goodness and give my burdens to Him, He replaces that depression, that anxiety, that fear with peace, man, with peace. It's awesome. Give thanks in all circumstances, no matter what you're going through. God's right there with you. Amen. He's allowing you to go through this for some purpose, whatever it is. You know, He's trying to grow you, to mature you. You have a reason to be thankful. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's something I hear quite a bit. That's something I've pondered myself quite a bit, you know, in times past. What's God's will for my life? Well, we can start with the things that He specifically tells you is His will. And this right here says, give thanks in all circumstances. That's what God wants you to do, man. Okay? Anyways, tell the truth, shame the devil. Let's move forward. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Okay. So here we got it again. Philippians 4, verse 4. This is a verse right above our little text we had this morning. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Paul's trying to make a point here, man. He's driving home. Rejoice. Again, rejoice. Don't give up on God, man. Focus on God and His goodness. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And look at, okay, this is what I want to do right here. Look at Acts 16, 24 through 26. What the text that we've been reading so far today is the Apostle Paul, okay? His letter to the Philippian church, the church in Philippi. Now, in the book of Acts, Paul and Silas are on this missionary trip, okay? And as they're doing the thing, man, spreading the word of God, this young lady, this slave girl that is possessed with an evil spirit, okay, that has the gift of divination, this gift of fortune-telling, if you will, And it's not a gift because Satan doesn't give you gifts, okay? There's always a catch to it. So anywho, this slave girl who had this gift was making her slave owners tons of money, a lot of money, okay? Well, the slave girl took it upon herself to follow Paul and Silas around as they were spreading the word of God and mocking them, okay? Finally, one day, Paul has enough of it. He turns around, casts the demon out of the lady, out of the little girl, young lady. And now, guess what? The demons are gone, and she don't have her special little magic trick anymore. She can't do the thing. She can't make her slave owners any money anymore. So the slave owners are pretty upset. Hey, what's you do the thing? I can't do the thing. How come you can't do the thing? Because the evil demon left me. All God's people went, Yeah. Anyways, so they grab Paul and Silas, bring them before the magistrates of the community, man. Everybody starts beating on these guys, and they're just doing good, man. They're just spreading the gospel, you know? Okay, not everybody's going to like you when you're doing the right thing. Can I get a witness? And then, you know, this crowd gets out of hand, and the magistrates are like, okay, all right, beat them with rods. Take off all their clothes, strip them butt naked in the street, because that's how we roll here in this town. Strip them butt naked and beat them with rods. And that's what they did to these guys, man. Okay, with many, many lashes, they were beaten with rods. How's that sound to you being beat with rods? I don't like it. I don't like the sound of that at all. I don't like that. I don't want to get hit with a rod one time. Not a bunch of times. I don't like anything to do with that. But anyways, they got beat really, really bad. And then they throw them in jail. Okay, so that's where we're going to pick up our little story. Remember, we're talking about being thankful. It's hard to be thankful, man, when you just got beat up for not doing nothing wrong in public, had your clothes ripped off of you. That's a crazy bad day, ain't it? Y'all are a wild bunch if that ain't a bad day. Wild, wild bunch. Okay, Acts 16 and verse 24 right here on your monitor. Having received this order, the Philippian jailer, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Check this out. They just got beat up so bad for not doing nothing wrong. Now they're in the innermost part of the prison. Okay, no natural way of escape. Probably a pretty dark and smelly place. And their legs are fastened. Okay, that's a bad situation, right? But see, check this out. Listen, bad situation, crazy situation that they don't deserve, Donnie, situation that is completely unfair, but look at this. What are you going to do with that situation, okay? Life's hard, and God tells us, you know, this is a tough road, man. This Christian thing ain't no easy road, okay? Verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas, that darkest time of the night, in the natural, it's pretty doom and gloomy. Not a lot to be happy about in the natural sense of things, you know what I mean? We're going to be late to our next church service. Why is that? Because they might kill us tomorrow. We don't know what's going on. We're in jail. My back hurts because they beat me with rods. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. What? About midnight, when everything looked so hopeless, when they could have been grumbling and complaining and trying to take the spoon and rub it on the concrete and make a shank out of it so they can get even with somebody, they're not doing that. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying, getting their eyes off of their situation, getting their eyes off of how unfair they were treated. You hear what I'm saying? Getting their eyes off of how bad they hurt physically. Do you understand what I'm saying? And focusing on God. Thinking about God and His goodness. That's what we got to do. I know life's unfair. I know you don't make enough money. I know you work too hard. Listen, man. I'm saying we don't live in a fair world, but God is just. God is good. Amen. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. What else were they doing? And singing hymns. So it's like what James told us earlier. If you're hurting, pray. If you're happy, sing praises. You know what I mean? Whatever, just make sure you're spending time with God, that your focus is on Him. Can I get a witness? We're praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners, listen to this, and the prisoners were listening to them. okay, there's a whole world of people that are watching us. You know, how are watching us, how we're going to handle this situation, the COVID thing, the elections, the all the craziness, whatever. You know, one day on Facebook, somebody's putting God is good. The next day on Facebook, I'm about to lose it. I'm about to kill everybody. I see that all the time, man. You know, we can't do that. You know, keep our eyes on God. Keep our eyes on God. And let's be consistent, because there's a world of people that are watching us, whether you know it or not, man, they're watching us to see how we're dealing with stuff. Some people want to see you mess up, and some people really need something real in their life, man. Anyways, moving forward. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Verse 26. Now, this is really, really good. I know we're going long. I know we're going late. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. That's supernatural. That's supernatural, man. So, like, there was this huge earthquake, but the walls didn't fall down and crumble and kill everybody. You know what I mean? But what did happen is all the prison doors flung open. That's my type of earthquake, right? You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, the roof is going to fall on us, Silas. No, it wasn't one of them type of earthquakes. It was a God, Jesus, angel earthquake. You know what I mean? Where the prison doors fly open and the chains wrapped around everybody's feet get free. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, okay? It doesn't matter what's going on in your world. But if we keep our focus on God with a thankful heart for what he's done for us, keeping our eyes off of ourselves and keeping our eyes on him, giving our burdens to him, no matter what you're going through, this is true, you can have peace, you can have joy. Okay, let me say it like this. We can be free. We can be free of all the bonds that Satan in this world wants to put on us, no matter what situation we're in. You know what I mean? You live in a country where they're hunting down Christians. You know what I mean? You can still have peace and joy. You can go to the gallows for being a Christian, and you can still even have peace and joy. That sounds so outlandish and so crazy. But see, that's the peace that surpasses all understanding. Where the people that are about to kill you, you know, heaven forbid, Lord forbid, but, you know, the people that are about to kill you, be like, well, I don't know why this guy ain't freaking out, man. I don't get these Christian cats, man. He's praying for me, and I'm about to chop his fingers off. See, that's what's different. That's what's supposed to be different about us. We have the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. We've got to keep our focus on God and his goodness with a thankful heart. Be thankful for what he's done for us. That makes sense? All right, tell the truth, shame the devil. That's a cute baby. She gets the cute baby prize this Sunday. What a cutie. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Let's wrap things up. Psalm 9 and verse 1. Check this out. This is David. So we've heard a lot about Paul today. Let's see what old David has to say about this. Psalm 9 and verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. So, first thing we read this morning was, do not be anxious about nothing. Do not be anxious about anything. And anxiety is like a dividing thought, man, a dividing care where you just cannot have peace, man. You know, you could have peace, but there's this situation and it is just freaking you out. Okay. And, you know, the good book says, well, don't be anxious about anything. But check this out. Instead of having your heart divided with all kinds of cares and distractions, look at what David says. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I'm not going to give any room to the devil or this fear or anxiety that he's trying to push on me. Okay, I'm going to rebuke that nonsense. And my whole heart, I'm reaching out to God. My whole heart, I'm thankful to him. Oh, I don't know how this situation is going to work out, Paul. You don't understand. I don't know how it is, but I know God knows how it is. And he is faithful, man. And he's going to do what's best for you, even if we don't get it or understand it. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount. This is, you want to know how we can be thankful? Listen up, church. This is so true. Listen up, Dustin. Oh, when you said that, I thought maybe he left or something. I was like, no, man. You can't leave. You were supposed to drive me to Taco Bell. I'm sorry. Anyways, listen up, church. Psalm 9 and verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. No dividing fears, no dividing nothing. Wholeheartedly reaching out to God. Well, how can I do that? I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Look, man, instead of thinking about how things ain't working out for you, or thinking about how you don't have what you really, really want, or how you've been left behind, or whatever, man, I'm sure that's all true, or at least you feel like it's true, okay? I know you've really been hurt. Whatever's going on, check this out. Instead of focusing on that stuff, focus on how good God has been. Well, God ain't been good to me. Yeah, he is. You get to go to heaven, don't you? You get to go to heaven because Jesus Christ died for your sins. You know what I mean? It's okay. It's all right. It's a good day. It's a wonderful day, no matter what you're going through. I'm a saved person. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ paid my sin debt. It's okay. Look at your neighbor and say, it's okay. I will recount of all your wonderful deeds. Okay, Psalm 106, verse 1. That's how you can be thankful. Focus on what God has done. His promises, because he don't lie. Psalm 106, verse, what about the fact that you're actually here? I mean, yeah, you're here listening to me, dude. No, I'm playing. Please forgive me. That was stupid. But what I'm saying is you're here. You're on earth, man. God gave you this opportunity to be here and make a difference for him. What a wonderful thing. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. There's that thanksgiving again. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Is that true? Think about all the wonderful things. Think about his deeds. Think about what he's done for you. Think about this, that he is good. Every single real good thing in your life, honest good thing, like the love of your children, like the love of your mate, like the love of your heavenly Father. You know, these are things, man, that we are so blessed about. We never really think about. You know what I mean? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Well, man, my husband's dead. Oh, but God allowed you to have this time with him. Oh, but my children don't want anything to do with me. Oh, but God's not done with them yet. You know what I mean? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Okay, so when I'm thinking about the good things that God has done for me because I want to be thankful, how about that, man? How about that? I don't know the love of another person. I don't know the love of a child. But you can know the love of the creator of the universe. You know what I mean? Who won't give up on you. Even though you're a knucklehead, he's not going to give up on you. He's not going to stop loving you. Give him some praise. Psalm 138, verse 1. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. There it is again. Not divided. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. What? 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 That shouldn't be in the Bible. Before the gods? There's no other God but Jehovah. That's right. That's what he's saying. Before all these people that are worshiping all these fake idols, man. You know what I mean? I'm worshiping you. Okay, the one true God. That's a reason to be thankful. That's a reason to be thankful, Mikey. Look, God is good to me. Okay, he loves me. He's not going to stop loving me. And guess what? He's real. He's real. Whatever these other things you could have been involved in, that's all. I'm not going to say that. It's all fake. It's not real. At best it is, it's a demon trying to take your affection away from the Lord, man. Some sort of idol, you know? But see, David's like, you know what? I'll walk down Idol Alley. I'll walk down where all these pagans are hanging out, man, and I'm going to give you praise because you're real and you are the one true God and you have made a relationship with me. You've asked me to be in your family. We got nothing but praise. We got so many reasons to be thankful to God. Amen. Do you ever ponder that? I do. Because I got a lot of friends that work that are involved in a lot of weird, crazy stuff, man. You know, I got friends that are like, yeah, well, I'm not going to get into it, but they're into It doesn't lead to eternal life. Let me just say it like that. So therefore, it's a waste of time if you're giving it your affection, right? Okay. So here's the deal. For some reason, God said, well, that's not going to work for you. I'm not going to let you go run off into some of that rubbish. You're coming with me. Blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, blessed. All right. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart before the gods, little g, before the little fake gods, before the gods I sing your praise. I'm so proud to be yours. You are so good to me. So let's close with this. We've talked a lot about why we can be thankful. We have numerous reasons to be thankful, but it's up to us. We can have anxiety. We can be depressed. We can be like the beach ball on the waves of the ocean going all over the place if you want to be, but we don't have to be. Because God says, give me your burdens through prayer with a thankful heart, and I'll give you peace. I'll give you joy. Let's close with this. Colossians 4 and verse 2. Continue steadfast in prayer. Be unshakable in your prayer life, man. Make sure that whatever it is, I'm giving it to God. I'm keeping my focus on God. Continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful in it. That's important. Don't let Satan lead you astray. Don't be pulled away by some crazy thing going on in the world. You know, because here it is. You know, I'm praising God. God, you're so good. You are wonderful. You have that unfailing love for me. And then you turn on the radio and it's like, something's going on. You're like, whoa. Well, Satan's trying to steal your joy. I'm not saying bury your head in the sand. I'm just saying understand that God is in control. Okay? God's in control. And I'm his much-loved son. So whatever I'm going to go through, he's going to be right there with me. And it's going to be for some sort of purpose. It's going to be for my growth in his glory. Can I get a witness? Continue steadfast in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. So church, we need to be a thankful bunch of folks. We need to be thankful, and we have so much to be thankful for. Okay? It's been a crazy time. God is faithful. Okay? Let's be thankful. Focus on God and his goodness. People are watching us. You know what I mean? Let's be thankful. Father God, thank you so much that we are a thankful bunch of folks, Lord, that we appreciate your goodness and your grace and your mercy in our lives, Lord. And we will focus on your goodness and your grace and your glory instead of being full of fear, anxiety, or depression. And we will encourage others. We love you and praise you. Your will be done. And thank you so much for being so wonderful. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen.